sorry. You're telling me that I'm at Journey Church and I can't stand with my Bible and talk to people about the things of God. Is that what you're telling me as the security man here?
I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying...
You just said it. My wife heard it.
I didn't say that.
Oh, so I can go and stand
no,
there
I'm
and talk about the people of God?
I'm asking you not to do that.
Why, sir? It's the Word of God. Are you guys about the Word of God? What law am I breaking? The sign says everyone's welcome.
Where's that sign?
On the internet.
Yeah.
I checked out your internet extensively.
Yeah,
I know all about you guys.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I'm just asking you...
But I can't stand and talk to people with my Bible.
I don't want to argue with you.
I'm not arguing.
Yes,
I'm
you
asking
are.
You a question. You're the security man. You're supposed to know what goes and what doesn't go. Can I come and stand with a Bible and talk to people about the things of God on your property?
You cannot.
I can't.
You cannot.
Really? And why is that?
I just don't feel comfortable with that because I don't know who you are.
Why is it? Really? Well, why don't you have the pastor get a Bible and we could talk about the things of God with him? Or one of the elders?
I'm going to get some help. Thank you.
Yeah. I pressed it. I got it.
Howdy.
How we doing?
All right. So what you up to?
Truth of God.
Yep.
That's what we're all about. I'm Jim. This is Debbie.
Hi, Jim.
Are you with this body?
Yes, I'm one of the pastors.
Who are you, sir? What's your name?
Sam Bennett.
Sam Bennett. You are being recorded, just so you know, for safety reasons.
Oh, yeah, that's sure.
Okay,
that's
great, great.
So what's your purpose in being here?
Truth of God right here, the Bible.
Okay.
Yep, we're born again Christians. Don't belong to any organization. We're not with the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay.
We're all about the Word of God. And the security man told me, I've got him on audio because I always audio record, mm-hmm. that I couldn't bring my Bible and talk to people about the Word of God here. Is that true or is that not true?
I'm going to say that's true.
That's true. I can't come here and talk to people about the Word of God. But your website says, everyone's welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Your website says you're all about the Word of God.
We are.
I've got a King James Bible here. It's not a... strange translation. I'm assuming people here, I don't see anybody carrying Bibles, but I wouldn't be surprised if some people here have King James Bibles. Why would I not be welcome? Not inside, not interrupting your services, never do that. Coming to a place where on the internet you have this large presence that says we're about the things of God, we're about glorifying Jesus Christ. My wife and I are all about glorifying Jesus Christ, loving God, loving our neighbor, two greatest commands. Why would it be improper for me to bring my Bible and talk to people about the Word of God here?
Because I feel that would be disruptive to what we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Disruptive to what you do. The Bible tells me I'm to test everything you do. So if you're 1 Thessalonians 5, so if you're teaching the Word of God, are you not to be tested?
And challenged on the accuracy?
Tested to the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. In Acts 17, the Bereans tested Paul. And Paul, they commended them for it. You know what they called the Bereans? Noble, because they tested to the Word of God. But yet places like this, I find it interesting, they don't like to be tested. We actually have a testing of you up on the internet. If you put Journey Church tested, I think if you put, you're pretty big, so if you put Journey Church, I think we come up on the second or third page on Google. If you put Journey Church tested, we come up like number one, right under your website. And I've extensively studied your website to test you, to see if there was unity, because we're traveling through. If we could come and unite with you, we'd love to unite and support you in what you do. We can't do that, although there are people here that may be the sheep of God, and we love to. Paul went and reasoned with the Jews. He went and reasoned with the pagans.
Yep.
You're kind of in between. You got a little bit of both, religiosity and paganism. So you fall in that category.
Yeah.
So I find it strange that you would think, why wouldn't you, if you're a biblical house of God, if I stood outside and didn't disrupt anyone, no yelling and screaming, and talk to people about the Word of God. And if you thought I was unbiblical, are you a teaching pastor?
No, I'm not one of the teaching
okay.
pastors.
Okay, why wouldn't you call, what's your position here?
I'm the pastor of technology.
Oh, is that in the Scriptures?
No.
Okay.
Actually, in Scriptures, they didn't call them pastors at all.
Yeah, actually.
Elders and overseers.
Actually, they did. And Paul says in Ephesians 5, or Ephesians 4,
give,
Ephesians 5, Ephesians 4, pastors. The word pastor is in there. It's used once in the New Testament. But these systems have elevated the pastor up to make him this high,
right.
lifted up role, and that's not exactly. I agree with you. Multiple mm-hmm. elders was the model. And here's where you just kind of stepped right in it, though. The body was allowed in the true New Testament body of Christ. It was allowed for all men to use their gifts. And if I came into town and claimed I was a Christian and they had known about me and said, hey, you're a Christian, or if I wasn't known, they would test me to the word as I preached. So if I stood there with a Bible and talked, why wouldn't your teaching pastors come out and test me and show people that are interested. I'm not sure anybody would be interested, because a lot of these people, I was explaining to your security man, the sheep of God hear God's voice and they follow him. This is the word of God. These places don't follow the word of God. You follow some of the word of God. The vast majority of these people, and I love all these people I see, I love you and I love him. The vast majority of these people I see, I have to call it as God's word says it, these people are goats. They're tares. They're not the true people of God. And so if I came preaching the word of God.
More of our purpose, that we, a large part of what we do is trying to reach people who are far from God, who don't know Christ, and are basically threatened by someone who is confronting them directly. We like to love people.
Like Jesus did, or like Paul did.
Jesus and Paul both, they confronted the Pharisees.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing right here. You're the Pharisee.
No, I'm saying you are.
Yeah, you are, because you're the religious authority here.
Let's make it very simple.
Yeah, you're the religious authority here.
Please move
on. Really?
Yeah.
So I'm not welcome here?
Not if you're going to be disruptive.
Am I disruptive right now? You know what? I sat here and a man came up and talked to me. A man came up and talked to me, and I shared God's truth with him, and I didn't sit here and bother anyone. And your website says everyone's welcome. I'm not bothering anyone. I'm not blocking traffic.
And I don't want to argue anymore.
You really? How about talk about the Word of God, reason in the Word of God? Why do you do pagan holidays? What's the gospel? How do you find eternal life, according to Jesus' word and Paul? How do you find eternal life? I'm going to test you the word, so be careful.
You don't have to answer.
I don't.
You don't have to answer. That's right, you're the pastor of technology. You probably don't really have the gospel. How could that be? But I'm welcome here, it says on the internet, and I love God. I've got a Bible. I'm not causing any problems or being disruptive. Why would I not be welcome?
Hi, this is Sam Bennett, one of the pastors of Journey Church. I was wondering if you could send us your
stuff. Is he calling the police? I think he's calling the police on us, and we're sitting here talking about the Word of God.
Is that possible? In the parking lot, yeah.
Yeah, he's calling the police. This is the type of thing you get from modern hirelings. They can't stand in the Word of God and reason.
It's on the south side.
So they call the police. It's rather sad. We're sitting here not bothering anyone. We do have a biblical gospel sign on our trailer, but points people to the truth of God. So I just didn't want the tape to be void here or blank. I wanted to fill it in while they're taking my driver's license number, checking out my trailer. Yes. This reminds me of the Pharisees calling in the Roman soldiers to take care of the New Testament believers, even though we're not breaking any laws. We're not blocking traffic. We're sitting here peacefully. We're not yelling at anyone. And this is the fruit of it. I'm going to pause this and we'll come back to it. I got my Bible right here. If you change your mind and want to talk about the Word of God, because that's what the Bible says true saints of God do. They talk about the Word of God, not call the Roman authorities or the local authorities. That should show you how false your system is, and we love you. I hope this experience, regardless of what happens, will expose to you and whoever's watching, and they'll see all this on our testing. We're going to put it on the testing. Journey Church said, I can't bring a Bible and peacefully talk to people about the Word of God. They can't contend in God's Word. They're paganized. They preach a false gospel. You admitted you're inviting the world into the so-called body of Christ. Christ and Paul never did that. You have to be born into the body of Christ. And while I have my opportunity, I'm going to share with you the gospel because I love you, and if you don't want to listen, you can just walk away. The gospel is not come to church, believe in Jesus, be a good person, and you'll go to heaven. The gospel is faith in Christ, Jesus Christ, fully man, what he did, his death on the cross, his shedding his blood. Faith in Christ, it starts with. The second part of the gospel is repentance. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you will all perish. People here don't understand what biblical repentance is. Biblical repentance is turning from your mind and your sinful ways. It's turning to the things of God and the Word of God. It's turning away from pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, immodesty and worldliness and adornment like you're exampling. It's turning away from all the ways of the world, and it's turning to the things of God. So we have faith, we have repentance. We have faith and repentance. We have born again. You must be born again, John 3:3. You don't preach that on your website. You might mention it here once in a while, but it's not something that you teach people. Then the fruit that you're of God is holiness and obedience.
We've asked you to lead.
Holiness and obedience. I'm just sharing the word of God. Holiness and obedience. And then the end is you must endure in the faith. I don't know if you lean a little bit towards Calvinistic ways. Just believe, raise your hand, you go to heaven. Building these buildings and offering them to the world and inviting the world in and telling them that they're of God when they're worldly, they're carnal, they're not redeemed, is not of God. And we love people enough to come. Jesus came in Matthew 10 and he said, I came to bring a big peace fest where we all just hold hands, right? No. Go read Matthew 10. Jesus said, I come to divide with a sword. And see, I'm here. I don't have a sword. Here's my sword, Hebrews 4. I have nothing, nothing else. Peacefully sitting here. Jesus came to divide the Pharisees from his people, the sheep from the goats, by proclaiming the word of God. You don't do that here. You do little bits and pieces.
Yeah, but Jesus said he was going to do that, not you.
Jesus commanded we go do that. He said, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. Where did you miss that? No, you don't. You're keeping pagan holidays, worldliness, immodesty, carnality. Most of your ladies, I'll say this out loud, they dress like harlots dress. They dress like harlots dress. And you probably know that because if you put a dress standard that God's word says, that's supposed to be your sin covering, not your adornment. And if you put a dress standard on, people will go find the next seeker-sensitive goat farm down the road. So it's the only way you could go into massive debt and build this place to cater to the people of the world is by not preaching the full truth. And you can't stand up against the truth because you're calling the police on a man standing here with a Bible. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me that you would call the Roman authorities or the civil authorities on a peaceful man with a Bible. That's going to go on the internet. I'm going to tell people in love, and we hope there's a few sheep. Every time we go to a place like this, hundreds of these people walk by and laugh and mock us. A lot of times they flip us off. They'll call us names. They'll blast their worldly carnal music. There's always a couple sheep that go, what are you about? And we give them our gospel card, and they go, yeah, I know stuff isn't right here. It's not right. And I said, you don't need to be here if you're of God. That's who we're looking for, the true sheep. So Jesus did tell us to do it. He told us to be holy in all our conduct. Do you know what the word holy even means?
It's to be like God.
Well,
blameless,
you're
spotless.
Close. It's to be set apart. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the Bible says if you love the things of the world, your pastor loves football, carnal, violent, rowdiness. These are not the things of God. See, this is evidence that he's not converted. Okay, evidence. I don't know who's going to heaven or hell. Evidence that he's not converted. The fact that you won't go to God's word and love it. The Bible says if you're born of God, you love God's word. You teach God's word. You keep God's word. You cherish God's word. Here, I come with a Bible, and the first thing your security guard told me is, you better get out of here. You can't be here with a Bible. Then he lied and said he didn't say it, and I have him on audio saying it. And then he came back and he said, okay, I did say it. So the truth isn't in you. Revelation 22 says if you have lies like Christmas, Easter, modern pastors, which you admit is unbiblical, you won't see heaven.
Just because we call them pastors?
You won't see heaven. They act as modern pastors. People sit in line. You realize this whole system is copied from the Greeks? A building, a theater system, paid performers, paid musicians. Well, when I say paid, excuse me, I was just going to say paid or practiced professional. They're very good in what they do. Lines of seats for paying customers. This is the Greek system. Go look at Jesus' system that he ordained with Paul. Nothing like this. Nothing like this. This all came out. You know what? The Roman Catholic system is, I believe, the whore system. She's totally pagan, totally. You guys are the daughter of the whore. And I say that in love because this is the evangelical system that came out of her. And Martin Luther, you know Martin Luther believed in murdering people? You think I'm violent?
John Calvin actually did it himself.
And, but you guys lift up that evangelical system. And you're still keeping what they brought you. Buildings, modern pastor, a pulpit lifted up. The pulpit doesn't show up anywhere in the New Testament body of Christ. It shows up one place in the Old Testament. And that's only because there was thousands of people in a parking lot and they wanted to hear the prophet of God. So they lifted him up on a platform. You guys have installed a pulpit or a stage and made it like the center of this is God's mouthpiece. You would never let me come and teach what God's word says from your pulpit, even if you tested me and said, yeah, that is right in the Bible. You wouldn't let me come because you're catering to goats. I'm proving it. This is why I do this. You're catering to goats. You're not the true New Testament body of Christ.
I'm not offended by
then why did you call the police?
Because you're being disruptive.
Well, how am I disrupting? Who have I disrupted? Show me one person.
You're blocking parking spaces.
There's tons of them. You want me to move over there? I'll go move over there. I'm blocking parking spaces? Do you mean people with RVs that come in here to come to worship, so-called worship with you would run them out because they've taken up multiple spaces? I've actually seen RVs in your parking lot. You haven't run them out. Okay. So are you going to lie about that, or am I disrupting?
No.
The world's going to hear it. This audio is going to go, because I told you it's being recorded. The audio is going to go up, so I caught your security guy in lies. Now you're lying. The truth is not in you guys. This is sad. This is sad. And I'm waiting to see if you really called the Roman authorities on me. And then I'll... Okay. And I'll speak to the police officer, because I get a chance to speak to the police officers. And then it just exposes this place. And it's so sad. And Jesus said, in the last days, will there be any genuine faith left on earth when he comes? And this is an example of this. You think this is genuine faith? This music plays, and people go, oh, I surrender everything to Jesus. A man walks out here, and I say, you know, football is carnal and pagan. You probably shouldn't have anything to do with it, because Paul and Jesus would have nothing to do with it.
Scripture has nothing to say about it.
Really? What's good, pure, true, worthy, holy, noble? You think NFL football is that? It's violent. It's proud. It's immodest. It's built on drugs, sex, and alcohol. You think that's good and godly? Please say it loud so I can get it. You think that's good and godly?
I personally don't like sports at all.
Okay.
But just because someone likes to watch sports, you say they're
the Bible says, set nothing vile before your eyes if you're God's. That's vile. Luke 16 says, what the world loves, God abhors. What's the favorite sport in America by far? NFL. God abhors it. And these men kneeling in the end zone. Tim Tebow, you know who he is. He's a disgrace. If he came here, he would pack your parking lot out. He's a disgrace. Dancing naked, biblically naked, in little trunks on TV. I saw it. I'm shameful to say I saw it on the internet, because I looked it up to prove it for myself. False gospel. Supposed to come from a missionary family. This is sadness. This is, we mourn for you people.
I feel sorry for you because you are so stressed about other people.
Did the prophets weep? I'm not a prophet. Did they weep?
Yes, Jeremiah was weeping.
Did Jesus weep for the people of Israel? So I'm weeping for you. So you feel sorry for me? Did you feel sorry for Jesus?
Yeah.
When he wept?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm in a good category there. I'm with Jesus. I'm with Paul. Yeah. Paul mourned for the people, the pagans, the people that were turning back. So I'm in a good category. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I love you. You guys have shown no love. No love.
Okay.
Jesus said the sign that his people are his.
By their love for one another.
And they keep his commands. You don't keep his commands. You might keep a few, but you don't keep his commands. So this as this tape rolls, it's showing more and more evidence of how ungodly and how unbiblical this place is. And if you wonder, why do these people do this? Go to our website, don'tperish.com. Can I give you one of our cards?
I've got it from here. I've got a picture.
The gospel's on here. 5-point gospel. You need it, sir. If you go to our website, you'll see hundreds of articles, audios, videos. Okay?
What's the website?
Don'tperish.com. It's right on our trailer. Hundreds of articles, audios, and videos. I put everything I teach out to be tested. We don't belong to any organization. This is my marching orders right here, the Word of God. And the reason we do these biblical testing, so we have a teaching blog, hundreds of articles. We have an unbiblical teacher's blog where you guys rest. And the reason we do it, because we love our neighbor. And the Bible says in Romans 16:17, to mark those who leave sound doctrine, and it says they're divisive. You made a comment, I'm being divisive. The people that have left sound doctrine, you're the ones that are divisive. Do the study. And so we mark so that when people roll in this town and they go, oh, Journey Church, and they see my testing come up right under your website, Journey Church tested. If they're a sheep, they'll go, yeah, we know Christmas and Easter is pagan. What? The church isn't supposed to be involved in offering these things to the community, social gospel. We're to be preaching the biblical gospel. Where's the biblical gospel on their website? You don't have a biblical gospel. You have a partial perverted gospel, which in Galatians 1, Paul says, is accursed. Okay? We do this because we love the sheep. What you're doing is, you guys love, well, I don't know what you love, systems, money. I saw the debt you were in 2016. You love the people of the world. The philosophy of these places, to show you how false they are, my Lord and Savior said the world will hate you for his truth. Do you know what the philosophy of these seeker-sensitive Willow Creek, let's touch on that. You put on their seminars. First, the man just fell into, he had to leave because of sexual indiscretion, but that's not even the main point. Bill Hybels. Bill Hybels, what a wolf. He taught seeker-sensitivism. He went around with a survey in his neighborhood finding out, I'm from Chicago, where he's from. He went and found out, people, what do you want in a church? And that's what he built. That's kind of what you guys do. And the motto, you put on his seminar, so it's very sad. And the motto of these places, we want to be so integral to the community that if we left, they'd miss us. Go read your Bible. Jesus says you should preach the truth in a way, love and truth, in a way that the world hates you, sir. They hated him. Do you know he was killed? Did you know Paul was killed? Did you know Peter was killed?
Yeah.
Did you know John was the only one who was spared his life? He was boiled in oil alive. That's a tradition. It's not in the Bible.
Yeah,
he was boiled. They say he was boiled in oil alive. He died on the island of Patmos, a prisoner. Every other disciple died for their faith. Yet you guys are loved by the world. I find it appalling that you're loved by the world. I absolutely find it appalling that you don't see that. I do find it appalling. And nobody wants to get a Bible and talk to the guy with a Bible about the Word of God at a place that's supposed to be a gathering of the body of Christ. I was just checking to make sure you didn't block my signs. I've had guys try to hold up stuff on my signs. I'm like, don't touch my vehicle. I'm not touching your vehicle. Okay. And that's why we do it. We do it out of love. We do it, and I'm going to sit in my car so you don't think I'm threatening, because I'm not a violent man. The police can run my record. I've never been arrested. I have no problem with authority. I pay all my taxes. I've never been fired from a job, never been in jail. So God has put me in a position to His glory, not mine. I'm spotless legally. And our website, you can go and you can test it. And if any of you can go to my website and biblically disprove what I'm saying about your false man-made goat farms, call me, email me, text me. We'll put it on audio so everybody can hear it. You can videotape me. You're probably audio taping me right now. That's great. Use it anywhere you want. I'd love it. Put it on your Facebook. Spread it all over. Most pastors won't talk to me when they're on tape. You know why? Because that's all a practiced oration. Catch them coming out of the grocery store, and I've done it, and they're like, I'm gonna. Here's my Bible, Pastor. Let's talk. They can't talk. This is all fake. The music is fake and practiced. The clothes are all put on, and everybody's nice. Everybody comes and does their best appearance on Sunday. Sunday, the Lord's Day, not biblical. That's a lie.
I agree.
Okay, but you're keeping it. The building-centered worship. Nothing sinful about a building, although your building is sinful because it's wasting God's money. Building-centered faith. Jesus died and the temple was gone. We are now the temple of the Spirit if you're truly born of God, which most people here are not by their fruit. This whole thing, pagan holidays, the gospel that's proclaimed, the order of God's body, multiple elders to oversee. So if you think I'm a heretic, so a heretic like me doesn't roll in and poison the body. I roll in and they go, what say you? And they bring all the men together. And I begin to preach. And as soon as I'm wrong, they go, hold on, you're preaching heresy. Now, if I came here preaching heresy and I was deceiving people from the Word of God, you have every right to say, sir, we're not going to allow you to poison the sheep. Tell you what, we'll take you in a room private and we'll talk to you with the men, the elders. But we won't let you poison the sheep. I haven't even cracked my Bible. And you show no love. The security guard told me, leave instantly. And I said, am I breaking any laws? I don't know if you are. I said, what laws am I breaking? Acts 5:29 tells me to obey God before men, so I'm to go and preach the gospel. You said that was Jesus doing it. He commanded us to do it. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2, keep the traditions he's handed down. You guys are keeping the world's traditions with a sprinkling of Christianity on it. That's why we come here. That's why we like people to see our sign. When the police show up, that'll be great. It'll cause a little bit more commotion. We want people to see our sign peacefully. Do you ever hear of Martin Luther King? He was, I don't promote him, he was a communist and a vile man. But he did do one thing smart. He peacefully protested, and that drew attraction. Because if he would have took a gun and started shooting people, he'd have been a maniac. So we peacefully protest. And the police see that we peacefully protest. And that's a good thing. It's a good witness. It's a good witness. Something? Yes, sir. You're on audio.
People who can find fault are dime a dozen.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, the Bible tells me to test everything, and this place is a goat farm.
The Bible also says the accuser of the brethren is Satan.
Really? Yep. Really? What's the context of that? Satan. So are you calling me Satan?
What's going on? I'm saying you're doing the ministry.
Are you calling me Satan? Hi, officer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Jim.
I'm Tim.
This is my wife, Debbie.
Nice to meet you, Debbie.
I know you're going
to
want this. Here's my driver's license.
Thanks. What's going on here?
Oh, we're born-again Christians.
Okay.
We're not from this area.
Okay.
Got my Bible right here.
Okay.
Peacefully, not bothering anybody.
Okay.
We pulled in, and the security guard instantly came up to us and said, what are you guys about? And I said, well, we're about the Word of God. I said, I'm debating whether I'm going to go into the second service. If you go to their website, it says everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. So we came here, and security guard told me that I was breaking laws, or he said, I'm not sure if you're breaking laws. I said, what laws am I breaking? I'm coming to a place that says it's the house of God. By the way, we're on audio, just so you know.
It's okay. You are too.
Good. I love it. I love it. And so we came here. to talk about the things of God. We didn't get out and bother anyone. I only got out of my car to check my trailer 1 second ago. Okay. We haven't bothered anybody. We're all about the Word of God. Okay. And the security guard told me that even if I was to walk in their foyer and not go in, we never interrupt anybody.
Okay.
And by the way, I should mention, we have a website. We have a ministry. We're totally legit. I'll give you one of our cards. Here, take this, officer. We love police officers. We love keeping the law. We also love keeping the law of God. And so we are totally legit. We have a testing of these people, and we came here because we love people, and we want them to know that there's truth that they're not being taught here. But I was told that I can't bring my Bible and talk to anyone here.
Okay.
Within 2 minutes of being here, I was told I can't talk to anyone about the Word of God. And then the pastor of technology came out and backed that up and said, no, you can't. And I said, why? What am I preaching wrongly? Am I bothering? He said, I'm disruptive. I said, who am I disrupting? I'm not disrupting anyone.
Okay.
So we come to, are you familiar with the Bible at all, sir?
A little bit.
Okay. Apostle Paul was called by Jesus Christ, and he went to places, and both these men told me we shouldn't dispute. Actually, Apostle Paul went to places and he disputed lovingly. And he told people, you're not preaching the truth. You're not preaching Christ crucified. This is the biblical gospel. The gospel is Christ's burial, death, burial, and resurrection. Then you must repent of your sins. They don't teach repentance here. At least openly they don't, and the people don't practice it. Then you will be born again. We used to be drunks and rabble-rousers and all kinds of things. We became born again. So you have faith, repentance, born again. Holiness and obedience, that means coming out of the world and false man-made religion.
Okay.
Proves you're of God. And then the last part is you have to endure in that faith. So that's the gospel. I care about you. I hope you take that to heart.
Okay.
Yeah. And our website is there to help you anytime. Run my driver's license to make sure I'm not a criminal. Thank you. The Word of God, its truth, cannot be broken. Hi, officer.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
Ted.
I'm Jim.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you. Thank you for your work. You know what? Check out don'tperish.com. I hope and pray for all police officers that you keep the law of God as well as you keep man's law. Because one day you'll stand before it and you'll be judged by it. Jesus Christ is the only way, but you must repent, be born again, obey Him in holiness and obedience, and then you have to endure in that faith. Are you married?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to endure in your marriage, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, otherwise it'll end. Places like this teach people, come, worship God, you're going to heaven. The world comes in and they say, we're all God's people. And they're lying to people, which the Bible says will send you to hell. So take that to heart because we care about you.
Okay.
And that's why we're here, to preach the truth of God.
I understand, but it all boils down to this is private property.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't want you here, you can't be here.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I just want it on audio because I have a testing of them, and I want on audio so that people that will research them will find out that the Bible is not welcome here. Because I haven't even got the chance to crack it open. I've been preaching the Bible, and they've been listening, but that's because they probably don't want to break the law and cover my mouth. So I'm going to preach until somebody cuts my tongue out. Hopefully, okay. Hopefully you're not going to do that today.
No, yeah,
that's good. So that's the gospel. These places do not preach the biblical gospel. They wouldn't let me come and preach the Word of God because they're afraid, because see, they're catering to the world. Jesus said few will follow the truth. They're going for the numbers game, and it's not uncommon. It's everywhere, including the Baptists, the Lutheran, the Mormons. And by the way, so you guys don't feel offended, we go to Roman Catholic places, we go to Mormon places, we go to Jehovah's Witness places. There's not one that's walking in the truth of God in buildings. If you can find one, pastor of technology, you email it to me and tell me, here's a biblical body. We'll test them. Jesus said, narrow is the way, few will find it. I believe my Savior. Not going to be very many people in heaven compared to what the world thinks, because the world has this gospel. We're all going to heaven just because we believe. Look at your life. Look at what you're involved in. Look at how you dress as fruit. That's fruit. People look at a harlot, how she dresses, and that's a fruit of her profession. But this guy knows all about that. Go to the bad part. Does Bozeman have bad places like that?
It's all over.
Okay. They'll see the fruit of women and they'll go, look at that woman, tight skirt, high heels. I know what she might be up to. Or gangbangers with their hats on backwards and baggy pants. But yet you people say dress is unimportant. That's not true. It shows the condition of your heart, that you've been changed, that your heart's been circumcised for God. If you don't change on the outside, you haven't been changed on the inside. Look at this guy. How long have you been an officer?
20 years.
Look at how he dresses. Now, I'm not saying that's biblical by any means, but he dresses for his job. He's committed to his job. Our job is to serve God and worship Him in spirit and truth, John 4:24.
You're judging by personal preference.
Personal preference?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the Bible tells women and men how to dress? Those are sin coverings you have on. You're adorning your sin covering. The Bible says don't adorn yourself to draw attention to yourself.
Why, because my ankles are showing?
No, because of your shirt, okay? It didn't say anything about your ankles. Because of your shirt, because your form is showing. Do you know what clothes are for? Why do we wear clothes? Do you know?
To stay warm, mostly.
To stay warm? No, they're sin coverings. They're sin coverings, per the Bible. They're sin coverings. So this is all fine and good. He's going to run my record. I'm not wanted. I have nothing on me. So not a problem. Unless someone's impersonating me and somewhere, which that would be a terrible fate because I have lots of enemies. You don't want to impersonate me. You want to impersonate Paul and Jesus Christ, and you're not doing it here. 1 Corinthians 11 says, imitate me, Paul says, as I imitate Christ. You guys aren't doing it here. You're imitating Bill Hybels, the seeker-sensitive goat farmer who got his right justice, fell from his ministry in sexual sin. And you addressed something. You said, oh, you're sinless? No, I'm not sinless, but I'm not a sinner. Let me explain to you. God's word.
We're saints.
God's good. Very good. Then you should be teaching that to people and living it, but you don't. You don't, because people walk out of there.
A lot of assumptions.
Really? I've seen what you do here.
Okay.
I've seen what you do here. I know your website better than you do, sir.
Okay?
You're worldly. You're carnal. You're offering things to the world. Now, nothing sinful about a bounce house, but this is what you guys do to draw people in. Building a YMCA building. To draw the people in, let's see. Let me see. I bet you your pastor is somehow in unison with. I bet you your pastor is somehow in unison with. Who is that place in Billings, Montana? His name is. I don't know his name.
Bern Streeter.
Bern Streeter. He built a water park for the community.
All right. Here's the deal, James.
Yes, sir.
You are 100% allowed to practice your faith.
Yes.
Right, and the way you want to believe things,
yes,
they are 100% allowed to practice their faith and the way they want to believe things.
Yes,
they don't want you on the property, so you need to be on your way.
Okay, and of course I'll be arrested if I don't go.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I breaking any laws?
Right now you're trespassing.
I'm trespassing. Okay, because I'm trespassing because Journey Church does not want the Word of God, the Bible, opened up and proclaimed. And you know what I'm gonna do, officer? If you move your car, I'm gonna drive on out of here.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks.
Thank you for your service. I hope you all listen to the gospel. You're all in great danger of God's wrath, because his grace only covers repentive sin, and that means you change from your ways. That's not this place. We love you.